So today is a very exciting day. It's the first test between England and India at Lord's. And I'm frustrated, to say the least, that I'm not there. But Comedy Dave is. Good afternoon, Dave.
Good afternoon, Greg James.
How is Lord's looking today?
It's wonderful, thank you. You join us here live from Lord's in North London, and the atmosphere is reaching fever pitch on this, the first day of the test between England and India.
Now, Dave, before we get into the match today and who's there and what you're up to,
let's relive
the last time we attempted some cricket-related stuff with you on this show. It was way back when in Carlisle for the big weekend. Do you remember?
Vaguely, yes.
Okay, well, to jog your memory, here is what happened when the Moyles team and my show team and a few stragglers played Carlisle Cricket Club ahead of the big weekend.
Okay, so, you got the coin? I'll call in the air then.
Yeah.
Heads. Thank God for that. Good luck. Good luck, everybody.
Good luck,
good.
Okay, Dom, I'd like you to start opening the bowling, please.
Okay, I'm looking forward to this. Last time I bowled, it was amazing. Although, is the ball normal ball? It feels squidgy.
This isn't a normal ball, we've just got a plastic ball.
I'm going to rub it on my trousers. Is that all right?
Yeah, what do you think of the pitch so far?
Oh, it looks good. As Dave said, good to firm. I think he's thinking horse racing?
Yeah, Chepstow. I am what they call the wicket keeper, which means I get to wear gloves. I'm not very good at cricket. I'm kind of looking forward to the bit where we go in and we have a beer and sandwiches and stuff, because I think that's probably more our game. But so far it's going all right, because Greg's bowled one of them out. He took a wicket. I don't really know how long we play this for, but at the moment it's sunny. And so if we keep like beating them and taking wickets, then we can eat sandwiches soon and drink beer.
Greg's turned up in his whites, the professional. He actually looks more professional than our professional.
Pat! They're very bad, to be honest. And they need to bowl a bit faster.
How long have you been playing?
A couple of years. Okay. Oh, there's a wicket there.
Who got that?
Oh, yeah. He fancied his chances, didn't he? You know what happened? Sent him back to the pavilion.
Oh!
Guys, give yourselves a round of applause. Great hustle. Vice-Captain Dave Vitti, what are your thoughts?
I think it was a hard-fought challenge out there. I think we rose to the occasion. But ultimately, Greg James, cricket was the winner. Well, and us.
What great memories, Dave, of that.
Ah, darn gone crazy days, Greg James.
So, are they playing with a squashy ball today at Lord's? Can you confirm or deny this?
I cannot confirm nor deny that. Back just at the moment. If you want me to update you so far on what's happening in the first test, well, we arrived here about 1:45. We have found where the catering area is. We had a very, very nice chicken curry with pilau rice. We then exited the area and we went down to find the cash point and also get ourselves a little cider to take the edge off the afternoon. And I think in terms of what's happening on the field of play, I believe that England are batting first.
That is correct, yeah. So you've not actually seen any cricket so far?
No, we have seen a little bit. Okay. We've seen about 5-10 minutes while we're eating our curry.
Hmm. I mean, Dave, you know that I love you dearly, but I can't hide my frustration and indeed annoyance that the big cricket fan is sat in the studio in London and you fools are at Lord's, the home of cricket, on one of the most important days of the summer.
It's our job, though, and our responsibility, I believe, as broadcasters for the BBC, Greg, to give you the full flavour of what is happening here. We won't be able to provide ball-by-ball action or indeed analysis, but we are giving some of the flavour and the general hubbub of the crowd here in this beautiful and historic sporting venue.
Yeah. Now, you might not be able to provide ball-by-ball coverage, but our good friends at BBC Radio 5 Live Sports Extra on DAB Digital Radio will be able to do so.
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, yeah, their information is slightly more accurate and up-to-date than us. We're more doing the colour pieces, I like to think, and they're doing the strict sporting analysis. But, update for you. This is in... Gina has got money out of the cash point, which is good, because, unfortunately, they don't take cards in any of the bars. So we had to get cash out. this is all going well so far.
Well, good. Well, we'll speak to Dom a bit later on. Have an amazing day. I'm horribly jealous. And we'll speak to you soon.
Thank you. And just to leave you with the final stuff from the pitch, England are batting. England are batting.
Cricket. Good afternoon, Dominic Byrne, and good afternoon, Lords.
Afternoon, Greg. Afternoon, everyone.
Is that your Richie Bello impression?
Yeah, what do you think?
Pretty good. Not bad, actually. Not bad.
Thank you.
So you're at Lords today, and I'm dead jealous. It's the first test between England and India, and I really want to be there right now. So how's it looking?
Do you know what? Looking amazing. It's the first time I've ever been to a proper cricket match ever. The only other time is when we were in Carlisle, we went to that cricket game.
Of course.
But that's it. That's my experience of, like, proper, you know, world-class cricket.
Well, this is the only place, like, the best place in the world to watch it. Lords, as you know, is the home of cricket. It's one of the most beautiful grounds in the world. And England versus India today, what's the score?
Greg, what I can tell you is England are 121 for two, which means they've scored 121 runs and only lost two wickets.
That is correct.
At the moment, Kevin Peterson is in and Jonathan Trott is in too. Kevin Peterson is 21, Greg, and Jonathan Trott's made 54, so he's made his half century here at the home of cricket.
Very good. Now, obviously, at the first ever test match, there'll be a lot of celebrities. Who have you spotted so far?
I've seen, in no particular order, I've seen Michael Atherton.
Good spot,
former
hero
England captain.
Of mine.
Yeah, very, very good spot. And Ian Botham has been wandering around as well.
Beefy.
Yeah, exactly. Beefy Botham. So I've seen him as well.
Did you say hello to him?
No, I didn't. I waved at him nervously, but he's working here, Greg, I think.
He is working for Telly, isn't he?
Like I am now with you.
Okay, well, so, I mean, what's your setup? So you've got you and Dave and Tina.
Yeah, Tina's gone out to do some interviews, but myself and Dave are here, and we are basically watching the game from a broadcast vantage point, which is essentially like a very modern greenhouse above the famous Lord's Turf.
What, you mean the media centre, the big sausage thing?
We're in the bubble. We're right in the middle of that bubble. So if people are watching on television, they see the bubble, we're in it.
You should put a sign up on the window so people can see it.
Yeah, that's true. We should put a sign up on the window.
Maybe we should put smelly finger on the window.
That's a really... No, I'm not putting a smelly finger. That's gone now.
Well, we could bring it back just for this, maybe.
Okay, I like that idea. Yeah, well, fish out pen and paper.
Yeah.
Oh, Greg, breaking news. The floodlights have come on.
Oh, dear, it must be quite dark, then.
Yes, must be quite dark. So that's what they've done now. I don't really know what that means. And as I speak to you, the cloud is possibly breaking up a little bit. So I'm hoping that we will get a full day's play. Here at Lord. Is this
you
good?
Have no idea. So, Dominic.
Yeah.
You are famous for your weather, so can we have a Lord's weather forecast, please?
Well, what time is it now, Greg?
It is 3:42.
Yeah, I reckon if it stays like this, we should be okay. There should be no further delays in play, or any delays in play. I don't think there's any delays in play yet. however, if the cloud is going to become any darker, which would indicate rain, they will stop. They will stop playing the cricket and put covers on.
Yeah. Right.
But okay. My prediction, and it essentially it is forecasting the future, is that I don't think there will be rain, and I think we'll get a full day's play here at the home of cricket, which is Lords.
Well done. Now,
do you know what? Genuinely, I'm really liking it. I've never been to anything like this cricket-wise before, and it's amazing. It's amazing how quickly they bowl, isn't it? I know that sounds an obvious thing to say, but how quick the ball is.
It is incredible.
Yeah.
There is no better place for you to watch your first proper cricket match than at Lords. It is. It's a full house, isn't it, as well?
It is a full house, and I think the entire test is sold out every day.
Yeah.
So, I'm very privileged to be here.
Well, Dominic, enjoy your afternoon. If you want to get full coverage of the cricket, it's on BBC Radio 5 Sports Extra at the moment. Thank you, Dominic. Have a nice afternoon.
Good afternoon, Greg. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.